This is Lindsay.
And this is Candace.
Welcome to our lady part.
And we are not talking about our vaginas.
No, not today.
Nope.
Not, not going to ever get used to that. No. So last time we recorded, we were, Candace and I were talking about, you know, what do we want to talk about? And we're, you know, self-isolating or self-social distancing. So, you know, I'm in my house and I'm doing nothing fun. Playing a bunch of Nancy Drew games, and Candace is, you know, learning how to work with her husband in her office and parent her kids and teach her kids and do all these other things that, you know, just isn't our normal. And I was thinking, you know, we just need to get someone on here. What can we do? And
yeah, we need something interesting, like to like be like, oh, this is something interesting to listen, like talk about right now.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I have a sister, and she teaches school, and this is extremely relevant to what's going on, because this is affecting everything in her life, too. So I asked Candace if we could bring my sister on here to talk about school and what's been going on with her and teaching and just all the changes in that area, because I know that affects so many of everybody that's going on right now. So we have my sister on the line. Her name's Kirsten, and she teaches sixth grade English. Kirsten, why don't you just like talk about yourself a little bit and then talk about what's been going on with you?
Well, hello, everybody. If you guys are looking for interesting content, we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel getting me on here. So I'm sorry that I'm not what he's called interesting.
I think you're interesting.
Me too.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm a sixth grade teacher, and I teach English, just like Lindsay said. I'm Lindsay's older sister, and this has been a very interesting transition. So when we actually broke, our governor of Tennessee closed schools after we broke for spring break. So we didn't get any kind of closure or any kind of, we weren't allowed to even give like directions because we didn't have any notice. So we didn't have any directions to give the kid. It was very sudden because we were just in the middle of spring break and all of a sudden we're not going back anymore.
Wait, so Kirsten, what were the days that, when was like the last time that you were in school, the date?
March 13th.
Okay.
So a month from today, was the last time, and that was a school day, and they didn't close the schools until like the next Tuesday or Wednesday.
So I was thinking, because my daughter, I know you guys are on traditional school and stuff in Tennessee, but like my daughter here in North Carolina, she does year-round school where it's like 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off. And so she had started her like track out, I think we were like 2 weeks into it already when everybody started like going home and like everybody in the whole world basically not going to school anymore at that point, which is around like March. So she had already been home for 2 weeks. And so I was just like used to her being home at that point.
Yeah. All this started, I had, we brought my niece and two nephews for the spring break back in Tennessee home here with us, and in the middle of that's when all this was happening, because I had just been at your house, Candace,
yeah,
like a little bit ago, and I still have your daughter's car tag for her carpool, and then in the middle of that's when they weren't going back to school. I mean, it's just so much chaos in that moment. We didn't get to record for 2 weeks. I was like, what do we do?
You went to a wedding with me. I had another wedding. That was like the craziest week of my life.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, Kirsten, go back to talking about where you're talking about getting out, and then you didn't get any further.
Yeah, so then in the middle of our spring break, they told us that we wouldn't be going back for a while. And then we started getting a lot of emails from administration, like trying to give us a plan for what we were going to be expected to do, because we're still doing distance learning. And for my school, and it's not even the whole district, for my school, what we're doing is every other week is certain subjects. So, like, the first week we were out, it was English, and math. And then the next week it was science and social studies. So I've only had to do a couple of lessons, and they're very, very short lessons. We're being encouraged to not do long lessons because we know that parents are at home with their kids and we don't want to overwhelm anybody. Because not only are parents at home with their kids more than usual, you can't go anywhere to get the energy out.
Yeah, and they're working sure too. Know.
Yeah, and a lot of the parents are still working. It's very hectic and stressful right now for everybody, so it's been an interesting transition in that sense.
Are you doing, it's different. So the type of school that you teach at, is it where they get like schedules where they come to like your class like once a day for like 45 minutes or an hour and 15 minutes or whatever?
Yes. So I teach 5 classes of English, and the classes are about 55 minutes. So I have 5 55-minute classes a day. So I just teach one subject.
Yeah. So do you guys do Zoom or like video chat with your kids at that point when you have so many different classes and so many different kids?
I've scheduled some Zoom, but we're not requiring the students to do any of the actual work just because we live in a very low income area and not everybody has access to the technology or to internet. So we're not requiring, we're just giving we're encouraging, but we're not requiring. We're giving enrichment, but we're not requiring. So that's kind of where we're at.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, because I know I've heard it from I haven't personally heard, I've seen it on Facebook where people are panicking. Some parents are panicking about their kids falling behind. Other people are saying things like, you know, they're not really going to fall behind. This doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Can you talk a little bit about, I know you told me the other day about how you pretty much were done with what you were teaching the kids anyway, and the rest of the year was wrapping up. Do you care to walk us through what you told me the other day?
Yeah, I
can do that.
I think that too. I like that too, just because Lindsay, you mentioned that you said it was like wrapping up, but a lot of people don't realize that March, even though it's still like in the beginning of the year, like it's still later in the school year, and you don't really realize that because it's so early in like the year. And so like, to me, I understand that it's at like wrapping up time. So it's really like, oh, whatever. It's nothing like big and important that they're learning now. But still, like, I get that too, because I feared that Audrey was going to fail behind.
Yeah. And it's true. Will they be behind, compared to like last year's sixth graders? They will be behind because they're going to have a longer, what we call summer slide. They will be a little bit behind, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not as bad, and there's no need for panic. It's not as bad as parents are going to think, because when we break for spring break, so we broke March 13th, and after that, we would have about 9 weeks when we came back, 9 weeks left of school. Well, when you come back from spring break, everybody is testing. And before the TCAP test, you review. So all of our standards were pretty much taught before we broke for spring break. And I would say that's true of most districts,
mm-hmm.
because then we're really encouraged. When we come back from spring break, we had 3 weeks before testing. And that's when we go into like full on review mode. And it's just review, review, review for 3 weeks. And then, I don't know, I can only speak to Tennessee. We have 3 weeks of testing every day, at least 4 days out of 5. I don't think we normally test on Fridays. It depends on the schedule. But so we were testing for 3 weeks. We had that in the schedule. And then after testing, it's not, I don't want to say we don't do anything. It's not a free for all. It's not like, let's just party all the time, but we do more fun. I do more fun activities that I'm not able to get to throughout the year. So like last year after testing, do y'all care for me to walk through a lesson of that?
Oh, go for it.
No, absolutely not.
Last year I collaborated with the science teacher and we created biomes. And so the students had to do research. They had to research a biome, so like tundra or desert, things like that, different types of habitats, really. So the students had to research the habitat. They had to come up with climate, temperatures, rainfall, animals, plants, and then they had to draw pictures. And it was just really fun because they had to do a food diagram, or sorry, a food web, and they had to draw pictures and include their animals, and we had like big, huge posters. It was really fun, and it was really good way to incorporate. That's incorporating English and science because mm-hmm. it's research, it's writing, and it's including art, and we don't get to do art a lot, especially in sixth grade.
Yeah.
It's just a more fun way to recap some things that we've gone over all year, but in a more fun, engaging that you can't really do throughout the year because you're trying to rush and get all of your standards taught.
Yeah. I think, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to really tell in my headphones. So I think that it's good. I mean, I keep hearing a lot of people. I follow Kristen Bell, and I think she's a, you know, really educated parent. And I'm not a parent. Candace is the only parent on this phone call, but I don't know. Kristen Bell to me is an expert parent. I don't know. But she posted something of that her school sent her, and obviously her kids are very privileged and go to a school in California, and they get a lot of stuff. They get a lot more than a lot of kids like back in Tennessee or even here in North Carolina get. However, this teacher was like, don't panic, you know, just read to your kids. If you can't do anything else, just read to your kids because they'll absorb so much through that, you know, go outside, walk, let them take this time in because, yeah, it's just so stressful. It's hard for them to actually do productive learning of new topics right now. I mean, go ahead.
If I can talk to that for a minute, I think I missed that part of the question earlier. There are some things that are bigger than school. There, you know, this is global. This is not an area. It's not specific to a certain area. It's not specific to a certain type of person. This is the entire world. So I think we need to put it in perspective of sometimes things are just bigger than going to school. And as a library science major, I hope to graduate in the next month. Reading really is the number one thing you can do. Read to your kids, have them read to you. They learn so much from reading that people don't really, sometimes you don't really think about it, but you can really learn a lot from just reading. Just read all kinds of things, articles, have them read from the newspaper if you want them to learn some current events. Or, you know, when I read a lot about World War II, and I've learned a lot. I know, Lindsay, you mentioned on the last podcast you were reading Nightingale. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Nightingale.
Yeah, so you can learn a lot about history through reading. You can learn a lot about any subject, really, through reading, and it does help your fluency, and it helps your vocabulary, too. And it also is bonding. If you read with your parents, it's a bonding experience, too.
Yeah, so I actually do that with my oldest daughter. We pick out, like, series at a time and read them, and the one that we're reading right now is, I don't remember the specific name of it, but it's something about a mermaid and her name's Emma or something. I don't know, but it's just like little mini chapter books that we sit and like I'll read a chapter mm-hmm. and then she'll read a chapter. And so she's in second grade, and so she will be 8 this year. And her school now basically it's just like they Zoom twice a week. They like all talk in their little classroom, and it's set up in like two different groups of kids, so it's not a whole bunch of like yelling and stuff and talking over each other. So they break it up in two different groups, and they do the Zoom call once or twice a week, and then they get like two lessons during the week. And a lot of it was like her science this week was go look at the clouds and stuff and take a picture on like a cell phone or a phone or something and upload it to the Seesaw app and tell us what you think the weather will be like because of the clouds. Like, that's her type of work right now. So I think it's really cool.
I love that.
Yeah, so like it gets her out of the house and stuff, and she has to think of stuff like that. And so it's really not like sitting at the computer all day or anything like that. And she also has to read on the computer, though. It's called like Epic is the program that she uses, and she just like sits mm-hmm. and she has to read specific, and her teacher can track it on her end of how long she's reading and how much she's reading to make sure that like she gets requirements of that too. So it's really on my end of being a parent. I'm also not working full-time though at home during this all, but for me, honestly, it's not so hard and like bad that, in my opinion, like I see people who are like so frustrated and like annoyed about it. And me personally, I'm just like, whatever, because I only have one that's really dealing with it with Audrey, because Meyer is in preschool and she's just been doing two little Zoom, like it's not even mandatory. It's just like little Zoom chats with her little preschool class twice a week. But other than that, like my kids are too little to really affect them.
I have attempted to do the Zoom meetings. I don't have very much participation because it's not required. They don't have to get on it. But I have had a few kids to get on and chat with me, and it's good to see them and to see their faces because I do miss them.
Yeah.
I didn't think, you know, a month ago when we were living, you know, it seems like forever ago, seems like a different lifetime. I can't believe how much the world has changed in a month, but mm-hmm. I couldn't wait to get on spring break. And now I'm really sad that that might be the last time that I see my kids in person until next year.
Yeah. And that's my thing is, has Tennessee set a tentative date of coming back to school, or have they officially called it for the remainder of the 2020 year until going into like the fall?
It's not official. Right now we're supposed to return April 30th.
Oh, wow. That's sooner than us.
Official yet. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I really doubt that will happen.
Yeah, Wake County right now is May 15th, which technically is a Saturday, I think. So it'd be like May 18th going in or something like that. But who knows if that will go. And then for May 18th, we only go until June 11th.
I know back in Tennessee, so where we're from is a really poor county, and I don't really have a better way to put it than that. We just have a lot of poverty and people live below the poverty line mm-hmm. there. And so the county is doing this thing where any kid, they can be homeschool kids, they can be in-school kids, they can be, you know, younger than school age or whatever. Any kid can take part in a program where they're giving out free breakfast and lunches. So you mm-hmm. go, they do it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You go pick up two lunches, two breakfasts and two lunches. So they're getting six meals a week. I know that they're doing that in Warren County. But have you heard of anything that's going on here in North Carolina?
Yeah, so Wake County is doing something very similar. I don't know if it's like every other day or every day, but it's definitely one or the other. I know today specifically they had canceled it just for today because of the weather we had this morning. We had really bad storms this morning. But other than that, like on a normal basis, they're doing every day free lunch and breakfast. And I know for a while there were some spots that they were kind of nervous because they have this group of people and children who rely on these meals. But those are the same children who have the parents that are out still working right now who like have to work or who can't work, can't drive to go somewhere to pick up that meal. So their issue was not enough people coming to get those meals for them to continue to do it, for it to be worth them to continue to do it. So now they're hoping more people who have kids in the school system will use it, even though they don't necessarily need it, just to keep it afloat for those other people who like still need it and are, even though there's not enough of them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I saw online one of my old high school teachers is really, I guess she's helping with it. She posts about it all the time. What they're doing is they're putting the meals on the school bus and having some of the school buses run their route. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that anyone from Wake County is going to listen to this, but.
Yeah, I know, but that's genius. This, Wake
County,
yeah.
It is genius because those are also, I mean, not that all kids that ride the school bus can't afford their own food, but sometimes that's where the kids, you know, the parents are going to work earlier, they're getting off work late, and they rely on the school bus to get their kids to and from school.
Yeah.
And so that's going to hit all the families that you need. And even if your kid isn't one that rides the school bus, but you still need that food and rely on it, you're probably near a bus route. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I just think that's really clever.
And like, you could sign up for that bus route. Like, they could easily like have you sign up for that.
Yeah. And here in this county, it's a pretty privileged county. I feel like they could absolutely get that going.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My dad is trying to call me on some random app called House Party.
That's funny.
I'm so over this.
Oh. Your dad's so funny.
Oh, my dad is ridiculous. Everybody's like, oh, add me on this app so we can all video chat together. And then I go on it and it's just like a whole bunch of like my little nieces and nephews. And I'm just like, I listen to kids talk all day. I don't want to FaceTime more children. Like, what is this?
The other day we had, we're in this Facebook chat group with our siblings, our step siblings. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of our nieces pressed call and she called everybody and everybody answered the phone and we were all in a video chat. And we're not the closest group of people. I mean, our parents got married when I was 19 and I'm the youngest. So we're all adults. And I think the oldest, she's probably, 12 or 13 years older than me, Kirsten?
Yeah.
So she's, 40-something. And it's just, I don't know. It was so funny to just be like, hi.
Isn't that so bizarre? But, yeah, Lindsay, seriously, think about how you would have, reacted to that phone call 6 months ago. Like, would you have answered that phone call?
Yeah, I would have answered the phone call.
But sure, would everybody else have?
No.
Absolutely not.
With us, I feel like specifically with us, with my siblings, like our step siblings, we're not super close, but we oddly get along pretty well, and like we like each other, and I don't know, we do. If someone asks you to do something, we show up. That's just how we are. So I feel like we would have answered. But it was just so weird to do it now and everyone just be like in days. They were all in our house and like, I had a hair mask on and I didn't have pants on. It was just weird.
My favorite part was when we got, you know, when the video came through, you thought there was a point to it. And so we're all just sitting there.
Yeah.
We didn't know. I didn't know who initiated it. So we're all just like chit-chatting. We thought this was done on purpose. And then, I mean, we were 3 to 4 minutes into it?
Oh, we were super deep into it.
And then she goes, oh, that was an accident.
Yeah.
That was the funniest part.
Yeah, it was like, hi, it was like, and then she was like, oh, Addie accidentally did that. It was so weird. But it's fun. It's been interesting to, stay connected with people in different ways, even though it doesn't quite fulfill my, social bucket. It's keeping it from,
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it because we go on daily walks usually when it's nice outside, and we discovered that Myers preschool director lives in the same neighborhood as us, and we pass her on walks all the time, and we'll be like, "Oh, hey, how are you?" And it's like a little tiny sprinkle of normalcy in this crazy thing.
Yeah. There's this. I take my dogs on at least a 2 mile walk almost every day. And there's this lady I've never noticed. I mean, I notice people, but it's hard to remember them. They all look the same to me. But now she wears a face mask. And so now I'm being able to tell, these people that I see all the time, I'm like, by their face mask. Sorry, there's a neighbor walking in the yard and the dogs have to bark.
Oh, it's okay. I was surprised you
can't hear telling me.
Hear Pierre snore over here.
Candace, have you tried Netflix Party yet?
No, and I really don't care to. I'm really just over talking to people in general at this point.
It's fun.
I thought it was really fun.
You watch a movie and then there's a chat feature where you just type. It's like, I don't know. I did it 2 weeks ago with just me and two of my friends, and then I was like, Kirsten, join in with us. Because I was thinking, like, they haven't asked any of their siblings to join, and I was like, wait. None of them have sisters. I'm the only one that has a sister. One's an only child, and the other has two brothers that would never do this with us. So I was like, I'm going to ask my sister to join. And it's a lot of fun because you can, like, see each other's weird reactions to a movie or whatever.
I think it might be more fun because the movie was so terrible.
What movie did you watch? So bad.
We watched Love Wedding Repeat
on Netflix.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
No, don't watch it.
Okay. Well, you're not missing out a lot. Sorry, whoever produced that movie. I'm not a fan.
The acting was good, but the actual like plot of the story was terrible. I kept waiting for it to like jump into action and like go, and then it never did until like the end, the last 20 minutes, the movie like turns around. But not even that great.
I'm just like rewatching like kind of trashy TV shows. That's about it.
Kirsten, what are you watching?
Will, are we allowed to curse?
Yeah.
On this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm watching Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay.
It's really funny. I really like it.
Didn't you hear about our last podcast where I said a bunch of cuss words about that girl on Facebook?
Well, yes, but you also said it like you weren't supposed to say it.
No, it's because this internal conflict with cussing that's like, I shouldn't do it, but I do it all the time. Anyway, I'm literally married to a sailor, so I cuss a lot, but it's also like...
What is that?
He dies every single time. It's Floki. He's like
It sounded like a baby crying, and I was like, wait a second, neither one of them have a baby.
No. No, we've got these squeaky toys, and he's bringing them to me. Quick question, because Easter was yesterday, I have to tell you guys that I just had a neighbor move in next door, and they're so nice. They've got two little kids. I think the little boy is probably Wells' age. He's probably a little younger than, like, two or a little younger, and then the girl is right at four. She has to be. She just looks like she's four. And they did an Easter egg hunt, but they don't ever wear clothes. They well, like pants. They wear a t-shirt and underwear and shoes. So yesterday they were in the yard, you know, their backyard looking for Easter eggs and like just didn't have any pants on. And I was like, this is it. This is like parenting in 2020. The kids just, why do you wear pants anymore? What's the point?
Okay. So Lindsay, you saw that though. Okay. So I'm on that train now, but probably, like, again, like 6 months ago, that's how those one, I don't want to say like super detailed things, but like, you know what was really irritating about where I lived?
What?
I'm asking you because I don't want to just say it because you already know.
Oh, because you're.
You can just cut this out. You can just cut this little snippet out, okay? You know, like the really awful neighbors next door. That's how their kids were like all the time, though, like in the street and stuff before all this even happened.
I don't think that should be cut out. They're not going to listen to this.
Oh, okay. You don't have to, but that just tells how awful of a person I am.
No. But, I mean, these kids aren't leaving the house next door neighbors. These kids aren't leaving their house.
They're just in their own backyard. We're potty training Wells, and I'm like, go outside in boxer briefs, little kid. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. And they just moved. I mean, they're two little kids, but both the parents are working. I mean, they're under a lot of stress, just like everyone else. So, like, if the fight of the day is put your pants on or don't put your pants on, I'm gonna go with don't put your pants on.
I agree.
Whatever you gotta do to get through the day.
Yep. Wells has been laying in my bed watching Mickey Mouse to fall asleep, and I don't even care.
Yeah. we were so fun to watch those kids yesterday. I mean, because it's just me and Ben in this house, and like, I love my husband, and he's great. I married him, and whatever. But he also is an extreme introvert and doesn't need human interaction. So he sometimes just doesn't really pay attention to me for a few days, and I get really, like, I need attention. And before that was fine because I would do my own things and go see my friends, and it just, he had his alone time. And now, I don't know, it's just nice to see, like, other people in their backyard. It's fun.
In their backyard.
That's what we've gotten. We don't even need to talk to people. We can just see other people and then
feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Feel like, oh, okay.
How deprived we are.
Oh, yeah. Getting my daily walks is so much fun because I think I'm really starting to notice those people that walk every day too.
Yeah.
And I notice their dogs, and I'm like, remember that dog told you, like, that dog didn't hurt you last time. There's no need to bark at him. Like, I don't know. Things are getting weird.
There is a house down the street from us that has a giant sign in the window that says cats and has, like, arrows pointing to the windows to look for the cats in the windows.
Aww.
I know.
Can you get a picture of that? I would love to see it.
Yes, I will.
Anything else, you guys, that's been going on that's abnormal, like, from our life before a month ago?
Well, can I talk about my reading?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to talk about that in my spiel earlier.
You're reading?
So, yes, I've been reading to my kids. So, like, I did say after TCAP, sometimes I read books, or it's not TCAP anymore, but I read a book with my students, and I'm not going to get to do that this year. So what I've been doing is there are so many publishers, because of all this stuff going on, that have relaxed their restrictions, and you can read out loud and video it for your students. And I've been doing that. I've been recording videos and posting on our Google Classroom pages, and I'm loving it. And I think a lot of the kids are watching it. Some of them, one kid, before I posted it later than normal, and she emailed me twice.
Aww.
And was like, don't forget to post the video. Don't forget to post the video.
That's so sweet.
I know.
Yes. And it's really cute to hear their, like, because they can, it's like a Facebook wall, Google Classroom is, and we can talk back and forth, and they just make these cute little funny comments, and it's really sweet, and that's a good way to stay connected to
the kids. We use Google Classroom too. Well, my daughter does.
It's really fun, and it's very interactive. It can be. But that's been really fun. I have a whole setup at my house. I have a whole background, and I just got a ring light for my computer. So I have a whole little thing going on.
What's your background?
You know what it is, don't you?
I know what it is, yeah.
It's Hogwarts.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
If anyone's listening to this and you're looking for a book to read to your kids, I would 100,000% recommend Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I think everyone should go read a World War II book, though. I know I said that last time. I just think this might be the 17th time I've mentioned this. But I think, like, this is our version, maybe not World War II, but it's as close to, like, a hardship that you can actively read about that's easy to get your hands on. I think everyone should go read about it because that really puts things into perspective. And I don't know, every time I think about my mental state, how sad I am or how lonely I am or how I miss my family or my friends, I just think about how much worse this could truly, truly be. And then I'm like, I feel better. Brings me out of the, like...
Do you think, in... like 50 years from now or something, that there's going to be like a whole bunch of books about this time?
Yes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be, people are right now in their houses writing a book right now. We're going to see a surge of books come out really soon. And honestly, this is probably such a good thing for reading because people are getting bored of watching TV and playing games and they're picking up books. So I think this is going to kind of reinvigorate a new era of literature.
Yeah,
truly. I mean,
this could make a podcast. This could make, like, podcasts and stuff boom also, depending on how technology works.
Yeah, I know we got at least one new listener during this time.
Woo!
We were from 60 to 61.
Yeah.
And I keep feeling so guilty because I haven't been on social media more, but the more I get on social media, the more I want to get off social media. It's not helping my anxiety. It's not making me feel closer to anybody. If anything, it makes me feel more isolated.
Absolutely. I feel the same exact way.
I feel like when I get on Instagram, before it was like I could follow my people and whatever, and now I feel like instead of getting any part of my, you know, the bloggers or the influencers that I followed or even my friends, I'm getting more just people trying to sell me stuff because they want income in some way, and I just hate that. I really could have done more with the podcast now, but I'm just, I don't
know. No, I feel the same way, and I don't blame you whatsoever. I have maybe posted like once or twice on my like photography page. I just cannot get into it. I can't get into anything, even on my personal stuff. Like I'll be like scrolling through Facebook and like I'll share like a meme here and there, like post a picture of my kids, but I just can't get into a conversation with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Social media has been really rough because people are taking like strong political stances or saying really ignorant things or talking about communism. And I really can't go down that path emotionally right now. Like it's taking everything I have to just like stay together.
Yeah. Same. I get that. Also, I will send a recipe.
Oh yeah. I sent that out. And my grandmother, who I thought would be so on that, for the listeners, my best friend's mom sent me this kind of like email train that used to be hit back in the day of recipes where you send it to the person that sent it to her, and then you turn around and forward the email to 20 people. Well, I sent it out to 20 people, like, and I was like, they're not going to do this. If they do that, that's fine, whatever. And then my grandmother, who I was like, would love to do this, instantly replied to me, "I'm sorry, honey, I can't do this." Like,
she didn't give any.
Oh. No.
She did tell me she loved me though, and my grandmother's so funny. She emails me all the time, and now she Facebook messages me. But I used to get these daily emails, and they were just like if we had a conversation, but it was just her into the conversation. She was like, "Hi, how was your day? Today I did this, 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 and this, and fed my cat and went to the store," and just whatever she did, just her day completely laid out. And then she would tell me how she thought about this thing she ate and this thing she watched.
Oh my God.
It was just this email, just like we were having a conversation, but it was so one-sided.
That's so funny. My aunt,
back to her.
My aunt Jan sends me texts like that.
Yeah, no, I love it. It doesn't annoy me. I mean, every single day, sometimes they were annoying, but it wasn't annoying. It was just like I didn't have knowledge to respond. But it was like I love them, and now she was the one that like shot me down and was like, "I can't do this."
Oh.
Well, I hate to burst the bubble, but I'm not doing it either. I mean, unless you guys want recipes for hot dogs, I'm not the greatest person to ask about.
I'm just gonna send an Alfredo recipe. I don't know what else.
The one that I sent was a margarita recipe.
Oh.
It didn't have food.
That's smart.
I don't know. If you want recipes from me, I'll give you a ton of them. But I was stressing over which recipe to send, so instead I just sent her a margarita recipe.
That's actually hilarious.
I know. And the way I wrote it was really funny too. I was like, you know, hope you like margaritas. This is the recipe you're getting. I don't know. I put some flair into it. And was like,
oh, that's funny.
And it's a pitcher of margaritas that you pour a Corona beer into. And I was like, get you a 40 ounces of Corona. And I was like, I don't know. I said something funny. I can't remember what it was. And it was like, you know, I don't know. It was funny though. I referenced obviously the pandemic. Well, you guys have anything else to talk about? Because I don't.
I'm over this.
Not the podcast, guys. She's over the pandemic.
What?
You're not over the podcast, you're over the pandemic.
No, I'm not over the podcast. I'm over the pandemic. No, I don't have anything else to talk about. We haven't done anything but go on walks, sit in our house. I've been doing Legos. And we've been playing in our backyard. We got hammocks and a swing set for Easter.
So Kirsten and I used to do these Nancy Drew games when we were younger, and I've got some downloads. I can send them to you to put on your computer if you want. Audrey, she can try to play them.
We are nerds. You made it sound like huge nerds.
We are huge nerds. I don't know what other kids did with their summers, but you and I played detective. So
I don't really remember.
Good at puzzles now.
No, I don't really want anything else to keep her in front of a screen.
Okay.
But, good for her brain. It's not just a game. It is puzzles. Good for her brain.
Yeah.
It's detective work. But you don't have to.
Well, you can send them to me. I can tell her if she wants to do it or not.
They're really hard.
They are?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you have to, I have to look up, spoilers all the time.
So not only are we nerds, but we're dumb nerds, so we have to look up the answers.
Yeah.
Nope. Not much is going on in the Rourke household. Oh, Lindsay, I forgot to tell you, that same lady, so that neighbor, she's very, like, anti anybody coming near her house. She's, like, been social distancing, complete 180 of what I thought she would be like. And when you came by the house to drop off those masks and to grab the shipping label, we went for a walk.
Yeah,
they were outside. Well, we went for a walk.
Yeah, they were at the front porch.
Yeah, when we came back, she was like, some girl just ran up to your front porch. Like, she was, like, looking out for me. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then, but Will actually used his mask for the first time the other day. He had to run to Home Depot. And he used his mask. And he said that you did great. He loves it.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm going to tell you, don't put it in the washing machine. I put mine in the washing machine and it came apart.
Oh, I'll tell Will not to put it. Okay. I'll tell Will not to do it. But it worked great.
Good.
Yep.
That's all you can hope for.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for coming
thanks
on.
For joining us, Kirsten.
Kirsten, we'll have to have you back on, like, when all this is over and done with, so we can give you, like, a proper podcast episode.
Yes. And in the meantime, you guys should go listen to the Radio Lab podcast episodes they're doing right now, because they're hilarious and they're basically filming their Zoom meetings. It's really funny.
Ooh, okay. All right, guys.
I really
want
to talk to Candace about. Sorry.
It's okay.
But sometimes, yeah, Lindsay and I've already talked about it, but I'd like to talk to you about my wedding and to give you that story.
Yeah. I've heard little bits and pieces of it. That's about it. Like, literally the only thing I know for sure about it is that it snowed and that something was on fire. I don't know what it was or what happened or anything about the story. Those are the only two things, is that it was snowing and that something was on fire. And I was just like, wait, what? But
that's how good I am at recapping things.
So what would that be, the teaser?
Yeah.
The worst day of my life, and I can't say my life because it was crazy. It was a terrible day. It was so bad. But this is how I recap it. I'm like, it snowed 2 feet in a place that it doesn't snow 2 feet, and part of the venue burned down. That's like how I recap my sister's wedding.
Yeah, I think it deserves its own full proper episode.
But like an hour long, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. You guys can you guys are like really sketching out on the thing right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.